Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, quick check at a ticket text before we get to the people. And we're kind of building on Trajan Langdon had a media availability today. And while you don't expect him to come out and go, yep, we're star bleeping, it didn't feel like it was going to be a very aggressive summer. Doesn't mean that's the way it is. We only go by what you say and what you show. The idea is, why is every team in this town the same? They're hesitant, reticent. I don't want to use the word scared. That can be insulting. They don't want to make the big move. Whether it's the Lions, WBBT. Whether it's the Wings, draft, develop, and sign. Now, the Tigers, I will give credit, they tried. They didn't execute it, and Lord knows, the deadline will show us. They must do something at the deadline. You go all in, you try to win the World Series. The Pistons, I don't know anybody who thinks keeping this group together is going to land you a championship. This summer, you could really expedite it. Doesn't sound it. So, David, and then we'll get to the callers. Why are we this way?
This town is just complacent. Other big market fans act like big market fans. We're too obsessed with just being good.
You know what? It's funny, David, because I was just thinking that in the break, for some reason, Detroit has been convinced it is a small market. I don't know when that happened, but the organization's looks like, seems like, feels like, comes across as small market teams, and they'll do small market type of things.
Breaking the bank on big free agents doesn't guarantee championships. Only one team wins every year. Building a solid base before taking the big swing is important, or else you'll have a big, huge payroll full of dysfunction.
Yeah, you know what? You don't have a big, huge brain because you left out trades. You dishonest rat. Stop it. This is what I cannot stand about the ticket tech sometimes. Yeah, way to leave out, be willfully ignorant to the thing all of us are talking about, trades. But thank you. Thank you for alerting me that this isn't an effing free agent destination. Thank you, Socrates.
From Zach, he wants
to- I'm sorry, but like, David, you just read one of the most willfully dishonest things maybe of 2025. Sorry, I'm not even mad at you. I'm mad that that person exists.
From Zach, he says, I would argue that the Pistons are the only ones who have made a big move. Eating Monty's contract and turning their fortunes around in less than a calendar year is bold.
You know what? Tip of the cap.
No, it's bold. I didn't think about that. Yeah, you're right.
It's bold.
You shouldn't have hired him in the first place.
Uh-oh.
But,
well, he only said no six times. Just had to ask him a seventh. Go ahead, David.
From Bob, I think the problem is that the last big splash that was done was Baez, and I think GMs in this town are scared because of that. I disagree with the logic, but I think that is the reason.
What highly successful person can be scared in the job they do? Do you know like how insulting that is? If you say it, it's one thing, but if you believe it, it's another. If you think scared is going to play running billion-dollar enterprises, which is what sports teams are, I can't help you. Then you shouldn't have the job. If you're scared, now I'm not saying they're scared. They're reticent to do it.
No.
I don't think that's fear.
As I stated, when the Wings were out there making deals and bringing in trades and bringing in people, they were winning. When the Pistons went out there and they got Rasheed, heck, when the Tigers were out there wheeling and dealing, they made it to World Series. They didn't win, but they were one of the most exciting teams in baseball. Like, they tried, and then it's like, okay, well, now it's time to, we're just going to save all our pennies, and we're just going to do it the old-fashioned way.
Go to Bill, 97.1. Billy, what's going on, pal?
Hey, how you just guys doing it? How's your day going?
Hey, man.
I didn't get the sense, and from my opinion, listening to the press conference.
I'm going to put you on hold because either you're not speaking English or I can't understand your phone. We'll try again in a minute. Let's go to Mike in Sterling Heights, 97.1. Mikey, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
How are you, sir?
Good. Mikey, I love you, but I got to disagree with you a little bit. I got a little bit more history in Detroit than you, man, for you to just go off on all of us this way.
Yeah.
Let's go back a little bit, because okay. We got a city of what ifs, man. I mean, the Pistons and all organizations aren't created like right now. We're saying they all the same. They're not. Pistons back when Isaiah and them was getting it, they made a bold move. They got Adrian Dantley. Didn't work out. They made another bold move and got Mark Aguirre, won a championship. Go ahead, push ahead to, you know, get Rasheed. That was a great move. But the bonehead move, the what if move when they got Darko. What if?
So you, so hold on, Mike. You're equating making one bad mistake in the draft precludes you from taking the swings that did net you multiple championships.
Nope. I'm not saying that.
Then what are you saying?
We're moving forth to like right now. Okay. 7 years ago, what if everybody in this town said get Halliburton? I'm talking about the fans that you're talking about. They'll know. You know, they said get Halliburton, but the ownership didn't do that. What if? Right. What if? Just
they,
what if?
They made a mistake.
The Tigers. Well, two more things real quick. The Tigers had the great team that y'all talked about. Everybody said get the bullpen. I'm talking about when they had Verlander, all the starters. We never had a bullpen. What if? What if? What if? Now we're here right now. The Lions. Everybody and their mama. I'm talking about the fans like me and you. We telling the owner or the general manager, get you another end. We screaming at the top of our lungs. But that's the decision he's going to make. Another what if. 10 years from now, I hope it don't be a what if. But currently, right now, when we talk about these Pistons, I'm going to give Trajan a little leeway.
So, Mike, so you're saying the fans are trying to get ownership to do what they want. Ownership's just not listening.
In some instances, I will agree. Because Mike said, in this town, we just a certain way. No, I've been knowing a lot of people that's been saying, make this move, baby.
Okay,
make
hold on.
This move.
Mike, here's the problem. Now, again, this is my response to this. First of all, you don't come up with the term Brad Bot or Steve Bot if there's not a huge number of people. Now, I'm here every day. We talk to people, and then obviously, tens of thousands of ticket techs per week. When I tell you a majority of people are actually more than okay with what's going down. I mean, you can either believe that or you can choose to think I'm playing pretend. I'm not saying nobody believes it. I'm saying a majority of fans are more than happy to, quote, let Brad cook. And if you say otherwise, you're a bad person. If you say, damn it, I want the Pistons to get aggressive, you're told, let it percolate. Steve Botts? There's at least 33% of that fan base that is perfectly content to let Steve bring the rebuild into 2030.
Do you remember when I tweeted out fire Steve Yzerman and I got lit basically on fire and burned at the stake because of that? That's a real contingent of the fan base. That's not just two or three guys.
Right. We are a certain way in this town. And I don't know why. Because to me, yes, what the Tigers are doing is great. It's going to take more to win a World Series. I'll see it at the deadline. The Lions, clearly we like having a good football team. But they didn't do anything this offseason to push the rev limiter. When you don't use all your cap space, you're not trying. Argue it. The Detroit Lions, who are one of the best teams in football, did not use all their cap space. For things and stuff and nut butter and whatever they're shopping for in 2027.
True.
They didn't use their cap space. So, like, I just... When Trajan comes out and says what he says, I don't think any Sean Astacian has been more respectful of what Trajan and Bickerstaff have done in year one. But we've also future casted Man, sometimes the universe spins faster than you realize, and your opportunity's right here.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I was about to say, sometimes your opportunity comes, you don't have to wait in line. All of a sudden, the line opens up, and you're next.
Right. All I want Trajan to do, pick the pieces you like best, hold on to them. Launch everything else into the sun and go get a player here, and let's go. So we'll continue in a moment. I want to stay timely. I don't want to upset David more than I already have today.